This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, it is our pleasure now to hear from Osher Gunsberg. He's been a familiar face on Australian TV screens for a long time now, most recently as host of The Masked Singer, The Bachelor, helping people find love. And if you can cast your minds back far enough, you might remember his days as a host on Australian Idol. Now Osher is very much involved living the husband and dad life along with all of his professional commitments. And he's taken up a new role as the ambassador for World Bicycle Relief Australia. We're going to hear more about that shortly, but also now what Osher's been reflecting on as 2020 comes to a close.
I guess the main thing that I've been looking on this year, and I'm sure many of us have come to grips with it, is that we really only have today. And, you know, March 13, we're all like, unreal, let's go to the Formula One. It's going to be a great weekend. March 17 was, oh my God, I need toilet paper. You know, we have no idea what's going to happen next week. You know, last week it was like, let's go on a holiday to Byron. This week it's like, where's Byron? So we have no idea what's going to happen next week. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. All we can do is be with today and try and, as much as we can, be in this present moment. And that's, I think that's the thing that I'm trying super hard to work on. Because life seems to be a lot easier if I just go, okay, I can't control that, but I can control myself. And that's, sorry, that's a bit of a deep answer to what you're asking, but that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on.
No, but it's good and it's true because I think a lot of people are having, you know, deeper reflections about life in everything that 2020 has brought us, and it's important. And, of course, we can hear your little Barb in the background there as well. How have your family been going through this year?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm sure, like everybody, you know, my eldest, she struggled being away from your friends and being in lockdown and not being able to see your mates when, you know, she's trying to, you know, go through high school over Zoom was a bit tough for her. But, you know, for me, it was like, well, I can't work. What am I going to do every day? Be around and hang out with the baby and my wife and the kids? Awesome. So that was actually, you know, pretty fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a rare thing.
Yeah, you know, we didn't know if we were going to get back into it to work or not, but okay, we'll change your nappy. All right. Yeah. Hang out with a baby and we'll see what tomorrow brings.
Yeah, see, your wife Audrey will appreciate that.
Well, it was nice. It was especially nice because otherwise I would have been so busy. I mean, I'm grateful for the work. Trust me, I was unemployed before Bachelor came along, and being 40 and unemployed is no fun. I'm going to tell you that for now. So I'm very grateful to have the work and have the amount of work. But at the same time, it was really nice just to be around the wife and kids. And I'm sure many people appreciate it and had a second look at, like, hang on a sec, I sit in the car for an hour and a half and then sit at the desk for 8 hours and then drive again for an hour and a half. What am I missing? You know, I think a couple of people might have had, you know, what am I trading off here? And certainly friends of mine that have gone, figured out I can do my job from anywhere. So I'm going. Now they live far away and they're having the best time ever.
Well, and see, I think we're all realising that as employees, but the employers are going, no, don't realise that because they want us all in the offices. But it's too late now. The horse has bolted. But you've been able to be part of kind of casting our minds to those in the world that are doing it a little bit tough at the moment, particularly this year, I would say, with your new role as an ambassador for World Bicycle Relief Australia. Tell us about them. Yeah. What are they doing that drew your interest?
Well, if you just remember the first time, like it's around this time of year that many of us got our first bikes. If you didn't get it for a birthday, you got it for Christmas. And you remember that feeling of freedom, that feeling of, oh, wow, I don't need mum and dad to take me anywhere. I can suddenly go further than I can walk. Oh, wow, I can go exploring. I can explore opportunities that exist for me beyond where I could otherwise get myself until I needed, you know, a drink of water or to go to the bathroom or something. You know, I can go very, very far in a small amount of time. And just imagine that, but then imagine like that is your key to going to school, having an education, starting a business, being financially independent. There's a lot of parts of the world, like you and I, we used some form of mechanized transport in the last week, all right? Like there's something, if my grocery store might be 10 Ks away, I could get there in 15 minutes, all right? But if that's where I get my food and I'm driving, it's no problem. If I had to walk, I'm limited by, it's going to take me 3 hours to walk there. I can only buy what I can carry back, and it's 3 hours walking down perhaps an unsafe road with valuable things on me. How much do I want to do that? So what World Bicycle Relief does is they built and designed this incredible bike. It's called a Buffalo bike, is designed especially for use in Africa. It can carry up to 5 people, which is amazing. I've ridden one. They're super cool bikes. but what you're doing is you're giving somebody the chance of... It's really the difference between getting an education and not getting an education.
Mm.
Being able to start some sort of business or engage in some sort of economic activity that can lift your situation out from what it was to something even better, because you're no longer limited by how far you can walk in a day. And we're talking about a part of the world, and it's just the part of the world that it is, particularly young women. If you're 12, 13, and you're not going to school every day, pretty soon you're starting a family.
Mm.
And then that's your options for your life are fairly limited after that. So it really makes an incredible difference. We're trying to buy 250 of these bikes before Christmas. They cost 200 each. Quick maths, that's 50K.
Mm.
So you can either go to worldbicycleorlift.org.au/Osher Ginsburg, or if you want a bit of something for your bucks, you can go to Cameo, which is this little app on your phone. Just type in Cameo and you'll find this little app. Search for my name and I will sing you a song or give you a message. Or wish Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, or there's a proposal in place.
Oh, yes, see?
It hasn't gone out yet. I've done a couple of congratulations on a wedding night. I've done a few happy 50th wedding anniversaries. I'll sing you a song. I'll do whatever you want. So if you give me $50 so we can buy a bike, I'll sing you a song and we'll make someone's day. Not only will you make your friend's day, you'll literally change somebody's life.
It's so good.
By giving them a bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a personalised gift for the person that does the Cameo option, but also, like you say, it's something so life-changing for the person that receives that bicycle at the other end. And anyone who follows you on Instagram or has been a fan of yours knows that cycling is something you personally love. You've really embraced it. What sort of impact has cycling had on your own life?
Well, I think it's exactly that. It's the ability to travel vast distances under your own power, where the only fuel you need is food in your body. And it's something I can do with friends. It's something that I use to, you know, not only get around, but also for my mental health, to make sure that I'm releasing the hormones into my body that help me shift mood states through the day.
Mm.
It's a great way to see the country. It's a great way to have a look around. If you've ever gone on holidays, you rent a bike and go and look around. It's a great way to see another country. And it's really, really fun having the wind in your face, going fast on a bicycle. I'm nearly 50 years old. What opportunity do I get to be playful with my friends?
Yeah.
A nearly 50-year-old man. Not a lot. I'm on the back of a bicycle. Suddenly, I'm playing and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've got to get the thrill somewhere. And I always admire any cyclist who can go uphill. There's an area near where I live, a really steep gorge that's very winding roads. And I always think, you guys go for it. Because I just wouldn't have the stamina for that.
It's that, and you see, that's the thing. When you get to that kind, I think I know the gorge you're talking about. When you get to that sort of thing, that's where it's just a mental game. Because what you're getting there is you're learning that if I just keep breathing, and push down one pedal at a time, I will get there.
Yeah.
And then you teach your brain to understand that, yes, this is difficult, this is a challenge, but all I need to do is one little bit at a time, and I will achieve it. And then later on, when you're, I don't know, you're trying to work with your kids through something, or you're trying to work through something with your partner, or you're trying to work through something at work, your brain knows, it's fine, this seems insurmountable, but as long as I do it one little bit at a time, I know I'll get there. And those are the lessons those people are getting when they're pedaling up that gorge.
Mm.
They're not just doing it to lose weight. They're teaching their brain that they're capable of more than they think they are.
Oh, gosh.
That's why I love cycling.
It's such a good metaphor for life. I'll cheer them on even harder. But, Osher, we couldn't have you on the line as someone who hosts the shows that you do and watches people try to fall in love so desperately at times and not ask you your advice for people who are in this season. I mean, I even know a few in my own world who've reached out on online apps, they're trying to find love in new creative ways. What's your advice for them to actually find true connection with somebody who maybe they get to spend the rest of their lives with?
Oh, okay, so this is the gold right here, and this was given to me by a man that used to be my manager in Los Angeles. Adam Scher is his name. And he took me aside one day and he said, just remember, there's no such thing as the one, just the one who's willing to work on it with you. If you find someone who's willing to, because a relationship is work, all right?
Mm.
You don't just go, and we're together, and that's it. Happy for life. See you at the 50th wedding anniversary, darling. No, every day you've got to work on it. I'm right now, I'm with my baby. I'm rocking the chair, the little baby stroller back and forward while my wife potters around in the garden, and it's just the greatest thing ever. But this garden, if Audrey didn't come out here every day and tend to it every day, this garden wouldn't look very well, and her fruit and vegetables that she's growing wouldn't work out very well. The same with your relationship. You've got to work on it every day. If only one of you is willing to work on it, it's not going to go great. So there's no such thing as the one. It doesn't exist. That's a fairy story. We've been conditioned to believe it by movies and TV and books and things. The one who's willing to work on it with you is the most valuable thing you can possibly ever, ever, ever get. If you find that person, that's the one. That's what I think. Put a ring on it.
Geez, man, that is such good advice. I want to just broadcast that from the rooftops, and we'll do our best to do it, Osha. Thank you so much for
Lucky
your time
you've got
today.
A radio station.
Yeah. We'll put it, use it all to our advantage. You have a great afternoon.
You legend. Thanks for helping me get some popsicles.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.